prayerful reading. Kaliyuga, our mind is very funny. The mind tells us that we understand everything. But it doesn't happen like that. So yesterday, put everything in writing so we can see. If you want to remember something, you have to put it in writing. See, I have nothing to write. I'll do my part. But it's never true. If you have nothing to write, then I'm going to remember after some time. Forget. We're going to forget. But you are hearing to forget. But if you want to hear and remember, then you should write things down. Especially some essential points, you have to put them down. So we can remember. Otherwise, we are going to hear to forget. I will hear, don't do anything about it. I'm already saying that we have a lot of seminars in Mauritius. So many seminars here. But when I look at all of you, I don't see it. So the result is that you only get certificates, and that's all that matters. Give you certificates, and so who participated in this seminar. But the lesson which is taught is not shown in all of us. This is the process. The process we are here to forget. We don't make a show of the devotional service. To make a show. Should properly do things. So that when we hear, we remain with us. To make a show, it was not to rejoice the rituals. And Christians, we do our worship of God only Sundays, Sunday to Sunday. But it is not the case with the emotional series. Every second, is Christian consciousness. See, if you want to hear and remember, I should be writing things down. If you want to continue your life like this, here to forget, going to discuss something. So at least some things have to be taken down so we can reflect on them and continue from them. Here to forget. prayerful reading is different from the reading which we do every day. There are certain things we are going to put into consideration. We are going to, you know, think. Then we can apply them. We are reading every day, but it's a different way we're going to look at our reading. We want to leave something with you. Before we leave, we want to leave something with you. We want to give you with something to hold. And that will keep the connection. The things which we hear, we remember only 10% of it. Only 10%. There was something we hear. 10%. The things which we hear, we see, we remember 30%. Which is better? 10 or 30. The things which we hear, we see, and we involve ourselves, we participate in it, 70%. Which one is better? Why is it better? Because you involve yourself, you are writing it down, you are participating. You get 70%. The thing which we see, we hear, we participate, and continue remembering and passing it on to others, we remember 80%. Because we are involving, not just participating, now we are engaged in teaching it to others, 80%. Which one is better? Meaning that if you hear something, if you don't pass it to others, what happens? You lose it. You go down. So if we're going to involve ourselves in it, write things down. We should learn how to write things down. Very important. Wonderful devotees, they have spent their time to make some deep contemplation, and they have brought up something to share with us. It's very important in our life. As I said, we have been talking about it, and probably became very interested as we discuss it. So we're going to discuss it. There are a few things that you should put down so you can participate, and then later I will pass it on to others so we can retain this 80%. So we want to start. This approach is one of attitude. Prayerful reading means what? Prayerful reading, what is it? What is the main thing to be considered?
Attitude.
Prayerful reading involves our attitude. All of us understand attitude? Attitude. For example, let me demonstrate it so you can understand what is attitude. Prabhu has come to ask me for my eyeglass. I want to borrow it for 1 hour.
You're watching me? Eh? The Lord has come to request me to borrow him my eyeglass. And in giving it to him, I said, take, I think he wants, take. Take now, 1 hour, bring it back. And so, Prabhu, you wanted this, so you can take this. With the money, you can bring it back. Which one is better? Why? It's the same thing. It's the same thing, but the approach are different. Right? The devil was so rude, so insulting, very condescending. The second one has a lot of respect. It has a lot of love. It involves caring and supporting. He needed help from this. That is attitude. Attitude. So prayerful reading, we have been doing reading every day, but prayerful reading is different. It involves our attitude. Our attitude should be considered. As aspiring devotees, we might approach Srimad Bhagavatam for varying purposes. But in all cases, eagerness to hear the Bhagavatam is itself favorable. Because eagerness added to our reading inspires Krishna to help our attempt for purity and advancement in Krishna consciousness. Something else. What is that?
Yes.
Eagerness. Eagerness. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada mentioned this eagerness many times. Eagerness. Our attitude is there and eagerness. Most of us, we read Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita in a very scholarly way. Prayerful reading is different from being scholarly. It's a different thing. This is communication. It involves communication and association. Prayerful reading. It's not to climb and memorize things so I can recite it to get a glorification from others. This is different. Prayerful reading is different. It was about attitude. You try to understand attitude and eagerness. That eagerness will, it is a motivation. That is what is going to attract Lord Krishna. Our eagerness will attract Lord Krishna attention. So we should be eager and have a right attitude towards when we come to reading our scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Letter of Instruction, Letter of Devotion, Sri Upanishad, other books. We should approach them differently. The Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 17. Srivatam Swakata Krishna Punya Saravana Kirtana Hridyanta Stohi Abhadrani Vidunoti Subrit Satam. Shri Krishna, translation. Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Super Soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desires for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee. Krishna does what?
Cleanses desires.
Krishna cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. How does Krishna cleanse our heart? How does Krishna cleanse our heart?
By chanting.
Not by chanting, by hearing. By hearing. Let me tell you something about chanting, because you mentioned chanting. It's hearing. It's hearing. Krishna cleanses the heart of a devotee for material, the desire for material desire from the heart of a devotee who has developed the edge to hear. Please hear. I mentioned better who don't hear. And I'm demonstrating it. When I just read it and I asked, he said chanting. But here, he's not chanting, he's hearing. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is a Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and a benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Heard before chanting. It's not chanting before hearing. It is hearing before chanting. What is chanting? When you say Hare Krishna, that is not what purifies. You understand me? When you chant Hare Krishna, that is not what will purify you. What will purify is how much you have heard that chanting. You understand? When you say Hare Krishna, that Krishna you have pronounced, Hare Krishna you have pronounced, how much you have heard that, that is what will purify. That comes to the heart. And that was the purification. Not just the Hare Krishna you have chanted. Because we chant, we don't hear. Therefore, the chanting will take us for many lifetimes. Even if you chant and we hear, but we don't give out offenses, that will also increase our material desires. So the Bhakti Dasa Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada said. If you chant and you hear, but we're not giving up offenses, it will produce material desires in the heart. From Harina Chaitanya, chapter 12. So back to Montakura. Our material desire will increase if you chant Hare Krishna with offenses. Without checking the offenses, it will increase our material desires. Desire for sense gratification, varieties of sense gratification. So when we chant, that sound which you produce, how much you hear, will come to the heart and does the cleansing. Hearing before chanting, not chanting before hearing. It is hearing before chanting. Is it clear? Huh? It is what? Before, and when we chant, what purifies? The one we have heard. That comes back to the heart and does the cleaning. We are involving ourselves in something that is very dynamic, very serious. Yes. The goal of prayerful reading is less an intellectual gathering of information and more an attempt to allow Shastra, scripture, to affect us. Prayerful reading means what? Huh? To allow the Shastra to affect us, not intellectually. Prayerful reading is different from our intellectual study of the scripture. like you do here. You have attended so many seminars, but none of them is showing in your life. I'm repeating my words. Is it not? You have attended so many seminars in Mauritius here. Is it not? Is it showing? You don't know anything about etiquette. How to relate with each other. Prasadam, kirtan, dressing, everything. And I've seen and I've heard this bachelor etiquette seminar have been conducted here many times. You're not showing. Only have certificate, that's all. Then keep the certificate. So in our parlor we can see 10 certificates or 20 certificates before we leave the body. But nothing shows in the line. So the goal of prayerful reading is less an intellectual gathering of information and more of an attempt to allow Shastra, scripture, to affect us. It is an attempt to gain association. Prayerful reading is what? To gain association. To listen carefully to Krishna's message. To let potent transcendental words sink deeply into the core of our consciousness. The prayerful reading. How many things it does? Gain association. It helps us to listen carefully to Krishna's message. It will let us have potent transcendental words sink into the core of our consciousness. Prayerful reading. It is completely free from what we do every day. Is it not? Eh? You see that? When reading in this way, one doesn't attempt to read a specific quantity. That goal is superseded by a desire for depth of purification through association with the Prabhupada, our acharyas, and Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prayerful reading gives us association. So when you look at like this book we just read, right? And Prabhupada studied the purport, he said in the purport, messages of the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, are not different from him. Bhagavatam is not different from Krishna. Bhagavatam, at every page, proper mention is in the purport. At every page, we see Lord Krishna. So this verse here, how many people are here in this verse? How many people are inside this verse? Can't see? Huh? Should I tell you? Huh? You don't know how many people are here? Lord Krishna is here, right? Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, the super soul, Krishna, is here. That's one. Is it not? Is it clear? In the purport, who wrote the purport? How many people is that? And Prabhupada said here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shastaka, how many people? Yeah? How many? The sages are Namisharaya, Sukadeva Goswami. How many people are that? And we have no association? Yeah? We have no association? Well, the mental, we don't have good association in Mauritius. Yeah? Right? If you read more the purport, maybe you may see another question, but at least for this short one here, we have how many people?
Five.
And we don't have association? Not that we don't have association, we are lazy. Is it true or not?
Yes.
We are lazy. And also here, Papa said, anyone who chants the holy name with attention and reverence, holy name is also here, right? How many?
Six
people. I don't know who is here. For one slok, we have six people. And we have no association. Means we are lazy. We are not assessing our technologies. And also lack application. Even a small step towards such a lofty goal requires a correct attitude when approaching the book. We need a correct attitude when we are approaching Srimad Bhagavatam. We should have correct attitude. An essential attitudinal element is approach the Prabhupada's books as being no different from Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said that Srila Prabhupada once said that he will never die, but will live forever in his books. And he also said, so there is nothing to be said new. Whatever I have to speak, I have spoken in my books. Now you try to understand it and continue your endeavor. Prabhupada is in the Bhagavatam, in the Purport, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Purport. The sages and the messenger, they ask Sri Goswami. Since Sri Krishna, the absolute truth, the master of all mystic powers, has departed for his own abode, please tell us to whom the religious principles have now gone for shelter. And Sri Goswami replied, what is his reply? Sutta Goswami replied, what did he say? Anyone can remember this? Sutta Goswami was asked six questions in Bible time. This is one. Srila Goswami answered this one in chapter 3, text 43. Krishna Swadamo Pagati Dharma Gana Dibi Saha Kalo Nasta Drisam Visa Purana Arka Udina Adita. Udina means as Krishna was ascending. Bhagavatam descended. Purana Arka. As Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the midday sun. Purana Arka. For what? Kalo Nasa Drisam Bisha. For those of us who have lost our vision in Kali Yuga, what should be our eye? Bhagavatam. For those who want to see, Bhagavatam is the eye. Therefore, we should have the right attitude towards Bhagavatam. He is the solution to our problem. In the second canto, the Bhagavatam, chapter 10, the heading is Bhagavatam is the answer to all problems. Yes. Bhagavatam is what? The answer to all problems. And Parikshit example of that. His problem was solved in 7 days. Please. Perfect example. So Bhagavatam is truly the answer to all problems. Okay. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, I am requesting all my students to read my books very seriously every day without fail. In this way, if your mind becomes absorbed at least 1 or 2 hours daily in the transcendental subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and other books, then very easily you will make your advancement in Christian consciousness. How do we make advancement in Christian consciousness?
Studying.
Our mind should be absorbed. Our mind should be absorbed, not just by reading. Our mind should be absorbed in the reading, hearing Krishna's activities. Should absorb our mind. That will give us advancement. We'll make advancement by how we absorb ourselves. What is absorption? What is absorption? Absorbed. What does it mean? Absorption means what?
Speak.
Don't be shy. Speak.
Constantly thinking.
If you are going to speak about somebody, then we speak very loud. And talk about Krishna, we are not hiding it in our stomach. Speak very clear.
Absorption means that you will not be affected by external things. You are absorbed.
Yes. Focus. No distraction. So absorption. No distraction. And this is the meaning of prayerful reading. Absorption. Prayerful reading means absorption. We focus our attention. what should be our tutu when we are going to see an important person like the Prime Minister? Prime Minister? If you have an appointment with the Prime Minister and you have met him, or even before meeting him, what is our consciousness? What is our mindset? Everything is about him. Is it not? Everything, even someone is talking about talking to you, you don't hear. You don't hear. He focuses, oh, at 9 o'clock, I'm going to meet the Prime Minister. 9 o'clock. So everything we are doing is 9 o'clock. And the Prime Minister. Nothing else. Someone is calling you, 9 o'clock. It's absorption. That is association with Krishna. Prayerful reading means association with Krishna, association with Srila Prabhupada, association with all the personalities I mentioned, quoted in the purport. That is absorption. And Prabhupada said here, this is the means for advancement, absorption. Right? Absorption. I don't like just speaking things. Let us try to understand what we are doing. We hear words, we don't understand the meaning, we just go. No. We should properly understand everything. Absorption. The Prabhupada is saying, our advancement means we are absorbing our mind in hearing Bhagavatam. I am stressing this point that all of my students shall be very much conversant with the philosophy of Christian consciousness, that they should read our books very diligently, at least 1 or 2 hours daily, and try to understand the subject matter from varieties of angles. What is diligent? Diligency. What does it mean?
Diligent.
Intelligent. Carefully. Careful. Should be careful. Yes, that diligency. Careful. Right? Huh? If I ask you, what is this? What is this? Please, look, what is this?
Box. Box.
Box. What is this? But who said box? What is this?
Huh?
A case. Box, a case. This? I'm still asking, what is this? Huh? What is this? See our problem, we don't see. We have eyes, but we are not seeing. See? This is diligency. We are not careful. We don't carefully observe things. This is not a box or a case. This is not. This is a container of eyeglass. They are together. Not a case. It's a container of eyeglass. I mean, when you talk of, please put water in this room. What are you looking at? Huh?
Huh?
It's wet, right? That's one thing. Okay. Please put water in this room. Oh, there is water in the room. What are you looking at?
Water.
Huh?
Water.
It's imperfect. See, how can you see water without the container? Yes.
The water is.
If you say water, that means the water. The room is full of water. Mm. But my order was put water in the room. I didn't say you should flood the water. So the consciousness is a container before the water. Is it not? So when you look at this, you don't just see the external, you see the inside. This is diligency. Carefulness.
It's youth.
You understand? Prayerful reading. We are dealing with prayerful reading. Not just reading, but prayerful reading. And properly requesting this. The instruction given in my books is supposed to be personal instruction. When we read the Bhagavad Gita as it is to be understood that we are receiving personal instruction of Krishna. So when we are doing prayerful reading, what is that? We are communicating with what? With Krishna. Personally, we are associating with Krishna. Bhagavata. Bhagavad Gita, personal association, relationship with Krishna. So we are going to associate with Krishna. It's not proper, we should have proper attitude. Is it not?
Yes.
Our attitude should be proper. Mm. All right, this water is very, very useful. Is it not? Mm. If I open it and pour on my head, I will enjoy it. Huh? I will enjoy it for a full
minute. That's
the temperature in high. That is not the way. One of the joys will drink it. Or you should go and take a bath. I'm putting on my head. I don't want to bath. I don't want to take a bath. I don't pour. That is whimsical. No, we don't understand the proper use of the water. Attitude. Very important. Attitude. Our attitude should be proper. It's bona fide. Our approach to Bhagavatam should be proper. We should be careful. The meaning is that when we are going to read Bhagavatam, we are going to read Bhagavad Gita, all these scriptures. Oh, now I am going to associate with Prabhupada. right? Improper just appearing physically. How will we feel? Huh? It's a proper appearing physically, and we're here. Oh, Papa. What would be our attitude? All our nonsense, we want to hide it back. Proper, yes. I'm very mind what you know. Hare Krishna, I can adjust it now. That is attitude. We want to adjust ourselves to meet the present. Attitude. So, we should not just jump into the scripture. We should not just jump there. So I have to write it. I'm going to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His wonderful pure devotees. This will be our approach. Is it clear? In my books, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness is explained fully. So, if there is anything which you do not understand, then you simply have to read again and again. By reading daily, the knowledge will be revealed to you. You may please me the most by reading my books and following the instructions daily. If one has read these books, these topics, many times, he should go on reading again and again, because Bhagavad Gita, the words spoken by Krishna and spoken by Krishna's devotees about Krishna are amritam, nectar. The more one drinks this amritam, the more he advances in his eternal life. Now, practical step. How to do prayerful reading. And certain things we have to put into consideration. Shall we go on?
Yes.
Huh? One. That's why I said you should write it down, because now we are coming to number. Practical step. How to do prayerful reading. One, decide on what you will read. Is it clear? You're going to read where you want to read. First canto, second chapter, which chapter, which verses you want to read, how many verses you want to read. So you decide. What is the time you want to spend? 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours. So you decide. Want to read something concerning controlling the mind? Want to read something concerning, because I'm talking about anger, the consequences? Want to read something, Krishna talking about chanting? Something to decide. Where do you want to read? Or you want to do a systematic reading, starting from canto one. This would be a good approach. I won't hide you, let me tell you. When you do prayerful reading, you will see how you will not be external. You will not be external. There was a time I was reading
Krishna disappeared. It took me days before I realized that I was not I was not actually participating in that. I was feeling the Arjuna's moroseness, his dryness, his anxiety. We feel the same. I was just reading, not that I was actually participating. It's prayerful reading. And you see how you become very, very powerful. A lot of spiritual energy, spiritual strength. Your mind will become very developed, so strong. Not hard, like stone. Strong in Krishna consciousness. So, I wish all of you the same experience. Decide on what you want to read. Mark the place. Decide how long you want to spend reading. The time can be different. 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours. As you like, you decide. Two. If you go and spend
it. Yeah, I have idea. I have idea.
Technology.
Decide what to read.
Technology.
Yeah.
Two, you ready? Go to a quiet place where you can be alone and uninterrupted for a specific time. It is a quiet place. Maybe some of us will have a reading room. You can go to a reading room. While you are there in the reading room, make whatever arrangements you need to avoid interruptions, like cell phone, put it off, land phone, put it off, right? Or let it not be what you're in the room, you can leave it what somebody else. Maybe you also need a nice chair or a floor, something. Be comfortable. But not too comfortable that the moment you check the book, just. It's finished. The book falls from the hand. That becomes an offense. Because this time is very, very important period. So important as we're going to see someone who is very, very important to us. For example, I have a problem, and after approaching a friend or brother, whatever, a master, and he or she gives appointment, come and see me. Right? We are going to see the person. What are we constantly thinking? I think that when we bring out the real thing. Right? When is he going to bring out the real thing?
When you see him coming, or see her coming, you're thinking, is he bringing the bag of money? If you come with empty hand, all the mind is disturbed. Is he going to do it or not? Is he going to tell me some stories or something? It's an important moment. Similarly, this is very important in our life. We are going to associate with the Supreme Protector of God. We're going to associate with Srila Prabhupada. We're going to associate with all the pure devotees. We want to have the association, powerful association, to make us also powerful. So this very moment, very special. If we were to keep up all distractions, we have to make an arrangement. No distraction, so we can fully concentrate. If you like to sit in a chair, no problem. So you can sit. You want to sit on the floor, you can sit. Right? Whatever situation that is comfortable, that will help us to do it. Next one, ready? Take time to cultivate an appropriate attitude of approach to your reading. There's still an attitude. Appropriate attitude. Again, the proper mood is to think that you will soon associate with Sri Krishna through the potent transcendental word spoken by Srila Prabhupada and other great Gaudiya Acharya, spiritual masters in the line of Lord Sri Chaitanya. Therefore, our mood should be that of a soul in need of association. Our attitude should be, I'm going to have this association, I'm going for this association, I am prepared for guidance and the mercy. Therefore, we should be humble. We should maintain humility. We're going to have association with Krishna, the Prabhupada, and all the acharyas. Another association, they're going to guide us by their mercy. Then we should be humble. We're approaching by what time we should be humble. Humility. We don't need association. We need association. We need guidance. We need mercy. Right? So to get them, we should be humble. Do you know? If I'm coming to request you, Prabhu, I need a copy of our Gita from you. Can you help me with Gita? I don't know about Gita. Can you help me with a copy of our Gita? So this one will vote it for Harana and Shabu. No, give it to me now. Give me now. Why do I have to wait till tomorrow? Will you give me? Huh? Will you give me? I won't get it. So we don't go, okay, thank you, brother. Thank you very much. Oh, just tomorrow. Thank you very much. I just remember, it just made me to remember one pastor in Chitanta that I met. Lord Chitanta Mahaprabhu. And Mukunda. Right? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will show mercy to all the devotees. And Srivasta Thakur and other devotees, they noticed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not call for Mukunda. He was saying, he was distributing mercy, everybody was coming. He didn't call for Mukunda, and he was nearby. He was around. Not that he forgot him. So the witness were wondering, why is he? He didn't call for him. So, the humble approach to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
please give your message to Mukunda also. Sri Chidamapu shouted, I will not give him! I will not give him! I will not give him! I will not! He was shocked. Mukunda, when he sing bhajan, stone will melt. Everybody loves his bhajan, his singing, his kirtan. Everybody expects him to lead. He's powerful. But Chidamapu didn't call him. So the devotee was surprised. Why? Say, you people don't know him. In the public, he comes very nicely, smiling, and he do the bhajan. After he leaves here, you go to the impersonalist. This is a hypocrite. I will not give him. Oh, the devotee was so, they were hot. Mukunda was very sad. He knew, Chidamapu knows me. What can I say? He knows me. Every devotee were thinking what to do. They were disturbed. Mukunda, no mercy. Everybody got. And he said, Sri Chidamapu is a hypocrite. He comes here pretending, but after here, he doing something else. So I will not give him. So Mukunda, the devotee were thinking what to do. So Mukunda asked the devotees, please. As all of you wish me well, go and ask Chidamapu. Is there any hope for me at all? Is there any hope for me? Yes, I know I'm just a rascal, but is there any hope for me? I said, let me just have an idea. The devotee went to Sri Chidamapu when they came back. Chidamapu told them, go and tell him 10 million lifetimes. 10 million. How many? 10 million lifetimes before you get a message. So they came back and told Mukunda, Sri Chidamapu said, your mercy will come after 10 million lifetimes. Mukunda started dancing. Oh, Jaya Goranitai, 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 Jai Sachinandana, Gorahari. We're jubilating 10 million lifetimes. Did a joke? We're jubilating that there is a hope for me. Even if it is more than that, I don't care. I was happy. When Sri Chidamapu had his second calling, believe me. He gave it to him. Why? Why? Huh? He was humble. He was humble. He didn't say, 10 million lives. This is too much. What is the mercy of Krishna? Where is Krishna's mercy here? That was not his consciousness. Oh, 10 million after, there's a hope for me. That is great. So I'm not living in vain. That humility made Lord Chidamapu to call me. Come, give it to him. So we humble. Right? We don't walk to the kingdom of God with open chest. And go with Krishna with open chest. That is pride. So go to Krishna with it. The head down, the head should be down. Yes, I have a question for you. Srimad Bhagavatam, yes, our powerful Bhagavatam. What is the beginning? What is the beginning of Bhagavatam? What is the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam? You don't understand my English? Huh? Bhagavatam, what is the beginning? How does it begin? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Why? The business is to the personality of God. Why? The business is to the personality of God. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Because that is the beginning of human life. At the beginning. That a human being begins from when we have come to off our head to Krishna. At the beginning of human life. Without that, we are just animals. We have not started living human life yet. That's the beginning. Human life. Shall we continue?
Yes.
Next one. Before starting a prayerful reading, we should offer prayers to those who will associate with, whom we are going to associate with. For example, Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, should offer them obeisances. Offer for initiated devotee, you should offer obeisances to their guru first before Prabhupada. Guru Nitai, Sri Radha and Krishna. So offer our obeisance first. Because by their mercy, our reading can assist us in purifying and illuminating our consciousness. Isn't it? By their mercy. So we are taking the permission, we are begging them to prepare us for the mercy we are going to receive. Shall we continue?
Yes.
When you are reading, begin reading aloud or silently, but slowly. You can read aloud or you can read silently, but slowly. Because we're not reading to cover the whole Gita. If it's possible, no problem. Because no problem, but we should take it gradually, systematically, slowly. This is concentration, it's not just jumping around. This is concentration. So we should read slowly. Even if you read just one sentence or one slok and a purport, if we have the right attitude, it will have a serious effect. How much you complete may depend upon the book or section you are reading. Again, the purpose of this kind of prayerful reading is not quantity but meaningful association. It's not a quantity, but a meaningful association. Shall we continue?
Yes.
Read, very important. Read until a word, a phrase, or an idea strikes you or catches your attention. You are reading? Any statement that catches your attention, don't go further. This is meditation. You should wait and give time to digest that. Is it clear? Any word, any sentence that catches your attention, you should wait. Repeat that until everything is sinking and building you. This is Krishna Smarana. Krishna Smarana is so powerful that it does a cleansing. And we are meditating on such words, sentence, very powerful. Wait until no longer catches your attention, then you can move forward. Very important. You may repeat that meaningful phrase to yourself over and over. You may think aloud or silently about what you have read, for simply repetition often helps more to inspire insight. When you repeat it again and again, concentrate on it, and try to connect it with other things you have found in Gita or Bhagavatam, Vajitam, Chatam, Vita. It should be connected. You understand? Don't stay with that point until you have meditated upon it enough or it longer holds your attention. Pauses in reading may assist in deepening and assimilating what you have read. Then move along, slowly, reading again until another point strikes you as special. Repeat the process as often as you wish or for as long as your allotted time allows. While reading, look at the story, look at the story, carefully look at the story, analogies are very powerful, look at the analogy. Philosophy. And similarity. The similarity. Can you find this such thing in what another book? Can you find the same thing? Similarity. So you should be able to connect it. The story, analogy, philosophy and similarity. You should connect it somehow. Hare Krishna. Does it make sense?
Despite so many seminars, you are not seeing any etiquette, any changes in the attitude of the devotees. So,
yes.
What is the solution? How can we? Because the proper attitude, etiquette.
We lack application. Application. We don't have the attitude of application. So we do things theoretically, externally, mechanically, or intellectually. No devotion, no bhakti. And they want us to continue in that way. That is why I started from there, because We have to diagnose our disease. And give proper medication. That is the duty of a physician. Yes, a physician should know his duty and her duty. We don't apply what we hear, what we learn. We don't apply. Then we should learn how to apply. And the first step is to take things down, take the notes, so that we can go over it after some time. Then we can apply. So all these things we have discussed, if you don't take notes, will you remember them all? Yeah? You forget. So we've been doing like that for all this time long. It's not good. Application. It's lacking. That's the problem. So we should start to apply. Apply spiritual technology. Okay. Like it. Right. Application, that is the next thing. Yes, application.
Maharaj, you told us that we must hear before chanting.
Yes.
How can we hear before chanting?
This is what you have done now.
What we hear?
Krishna. You should hear about Krishna from a devotee of Krishna. That will clean the heart from material desires. Abhadrani. Abhadrani or abhadrasu means inauspicious things, anaratas, in the heart. Inauspicious things. Hearing will take care of that. What Sutta Goswami said, recommended here. And I quoted this from second chapter of the first canto of Bhagavatam. Srimbhatam swakata Krishna punya sravana kirtana hirdiyanta sto hi abhadrini padrani shudunoti suhritsatam. Srimbhatam, those who have developed the edge to hear the message, Swakata, his own words. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, punya, virtuous. Sravana, hearing. Kirtana, chanting. Hridiyanta, star, within one's heart. He is certainly a badrani, desire to enjoy matter. Inauspicious. The next verse is the abadresu. Yeah. Nasta praesu abadresu, he said. Abhadrani, abhadresu itself. Here, Prabhupada translated it. Abhadresu, all that is inauspicious. In this one, he calls it abhadrani, desire to enjoy matter. Inauspicious. The inauspicious thing will be destroyed. By the same process, hearing. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service under the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Hearing. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is a Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and a benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous, when properly heard and chanted. When properly heard and chanted. heard before chanting. If you don't hear, what will you chant? Huh? If you don't hear, what will you chant? We'll chant what we have heard. So we have to hear first before chanting. Hearing should be for a long time. A hearing should be for a long time about Krishna, from the devotees of Krishna. I said I created this society of Krishna consciousness so that people will be given chance to hear. So we should hear every day. So hear every day. Not that you are playing a lecture and you are discussing at the same time. That is an offense. You understand? Playing a lecture, you're playing a lecture tape, put on the lecture. They're talking, Prabhu, so this is our program this evening. Where are we going to hold it? The lecture of Prabhupada is going on. That is an offense. Special master is speaking, and they're not hearing. It's an offense. None of us does that. Playing a lecture, and we are very busy discussing. That's not proper. So hear. Right? You have a question?
When you speak of grateful attitude about reading, so in the morning, is it proper if we have not completed our rounds that to engage in reading? Because until we complete our rounds, there is no more time to read. So when in the beginning we decide to read, it is difficult to get the attitude, the proper prayerful mood. The consciousness is not the same.
See, Srila Prabhupada is more intelligent than any one of us here. I'm sure that one. Even though I don't know much about him, but at least this one I know that he's more intelligent than any one of us. Yeah. So, it is his arrangement that by 4:30 is Mangalarati, and every devotee must attend. Every devotee must attend. Not chanting. It's not hearing. It is arti. So sing with Vastakam prayers and listen attentively to the song we are singing, because we are beginning our day. How we begin our day will tell on us during the day. At that period we should concentrate on the Gurvastakam prayer we are singing to the spiritual master and see the deity. After that, it is for 25 minutes. There is some announcement of Tulsi Puja. You should participate. Circumambulate Tulsi consciously. Many of us will circumambulate Tulsi, we don't see her. Right? We're circumambulating her, but we don't see her. Just a ritual. We should see her sitting there and we are celebrating her, chanting her glory and watering her. We should see her. And after that, every devotee will sit down together and chant the holy name together till it is time for cleaning some temples, some Kali Yuga, some cleaning. In some temples, it doesn't go like that. Say, so you tell your temple like Chopati, devotees come to the temple by 5 o'clock, they will never leave the temple till 9 after the Bhagavatam class. Everybody chant from the temple from 5 to 4. From 5 in the morning to 9 o'clock. Because in Chopati, the neighbors were complaining. So the mangalarti start by 5 instead of 4:30. That was from the court, settled from the court. So from 5 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock, every devotee in that temple, they're in the temple room. And if you come late, after the curtain is blown, the gate is locked. So you stay outside. You will see the date. Until they finish the activity before they open the door for you. And they will mark you. If it happen second, third time, be punished. You write 1,008 names. It's a penalty. Yes. In my temple, Lagos temple is 108. You write 108 Hare Krishna. The penalty. Coming late. If the conscience is blown and they are not inside, they are late. You have to pay penalty. We'll see everybody. So, this is how Prabhupada arranged. It is not that, okay, I have not read today. So you say class time, so I'm going to read in the ashram. That is no problem. Oh, I have not chanted my sister, so during the Magrati, I'm chanting outside. That is not proper. It should not be done. Anyone who does that is whimsical. You should follow what Prabhupada has arranged. And 7:30, Guru Puja, 8 o'clock, there is class. 9 o'clock, 9:30, thereabout. After that, the devotees go for prasada. Then the daily activity. Okay. This is how people are living. In the evening, every devotee come back, take prasada, and sit, attend the arti. Sit for Bhagavad Gita. In this way, we are going to bear the word to Krishna consciousness. We dream about Krishna. So we should follow this. Anything outside this, it is Jaha Sastra Vidim Ushu Jaha Vatate Kama Kartra Ha Nasa! Avah Muti Nasidim Avah Muti Na Sukha Na Param Gatim Na Param Gatim Na Sukha Na Sasidim Avah Muti Whimsical item produce whimsical result. But the karma kataha means acting whimsically. So it is not during the class that we have to go and be chanting. Our Prabhu will know, I will chant my name, so I know the noon is the best time for chanting. So you went with Eli. She went Eli. This is your mastery. Thank you very much. La Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Gaur Premanande. All glories assembled in the world.